Meet Bill Gamala from Deerfield. A lot of people know him. He's a former athlete and successful coach who actually at one time coached at three schools in the same year in three different sports. But this week, we're interested in his life as an official at all levels.
I still do some JV basketball games. I don't really think I'm too big to go do that. My wife teases that we can't go anywhere without somebody knowing me. On Saturday, where they had a big event at Bedford High School, you know, a couple kids come walking through when we were done, and a little young lady from Madison goes, hey, you were my official last night in our scrimmage. You know, if I had to do something different, would I have went to maybe a Major League Baseball camp and got it, you know, become a Major League Baseball umpire way back in after I graduated high school instead of going to college? Probably. I would have loved to have been a Major League official, right? I keep saying, you know, in 5 to 10 years, we might not know high school sports as we know them now because of you don't have the official, you don't have a game. You know, are parents going to come out of the stands and officiate the games? Maybe. Are schools just going to have intramurals? Potentially. And it's hard to say. We just do not have enough 45 and younger aged officials at this point. Any gender. Don't care. Some sports are worse than others, but, I mean, it wouldn't matter what sport you wanted to do. We're going to take you, right?
More with Bill Gamala on Being a Whistleblower tomorrow. I'm Steve Barkway. More today with local resident Bill Gamala, who's passionate about officiating. He helps recruit, train, and assign officials to games. Bill says it's pretty obvious the reward is not the pay, but giving back and working with kids.
Why do you do this? You know, and I mean, everybody's wants to say, you know, the money, but, you know, high school, it's not really the money, right? It's giving back, you know, for sure. You know, the pay is getting better, for sure, at the high school level, and it should. You know, I teased with a couple ADs recently that, hey, don't teachers get pay increases, you know, until they get to that certain step, whether it be step, 10 or 12 or zero, whatever they call it. Right. And why shouldn't officials get an increase in pay yearly or every 2 years or whatever? So it is getting better, and that's probably keeping people in the game. You know, the average age of an official in the state of Michigan is actually my age, 62, 63 years old. That's not a good average to have. To get younger people, even, you know, people in their 40s after their kids graduate, it would be, you know, a great thing. And most of the ADs, they get it, you know. I mean, I know they have budgets. Everybody has a budget, right? But if you want to play the game, you're going to, you know, we're going to have to bend over backwards.
More with official Bill Gamala tomorrow on Becoming a Whistleblower. I'm Steve Barkway reporting. Continuing our chat with local resident Bill Gamala, a 44-year veteran of officiating, today Bill talks about the training of new officials and sharing all he's learned over his 44 years.
There are some new young people coming, but some of them want to throw on the shirt and don't want to go to training, and that's imperative. I mean, I say this in a kind of a funny way. Anybody can call balls and strikes and saves and outs, which is true. We all do it from our living room couch, right? But, you go watch these people, and their mechanics aren't very good. What are they calling? What are they not calling? And, you know, just working with some of the newer, younger people and just, you know, trying to work with their mechanics, you know, which is huge. You know, you're supposed to put your arm up when you stop the clock, right? Getting to do that. I'm a big mechanics person. So, so if you look good mechanically and you can deal with coaches, which we call game management skills, you can go a long way, right? You might kick a call here and there, but if you're doing everything else right, it goes, you know, far and beyond. You got to love the game, obviously. You got to love young people. And there's a lot of criteria that go into it, but You know, for me, it's just second nature now, right? It's just what I do. You know, I'm very blessed. Umpired in the Big Ten, the Southeastern Conference. In 2014, I was blessed to umpire the Women's College World Series in Oklahoma City. That was probably definitely the biggest stage for sure.
More with veteran official Bill Gamala on Being a Whistleblower tomorrow. I'm Steve Barkway reporting. In talking with the 44-year, likable, charismatic officiating veteran Bill Gamala from Deerfield, you can see the passion he has for what he does. As an ambassador of the job, he has an impressive record, having done middle school through umpiring third base at the National Softball Championship game at the College World Series. And he talks about how people can get started.
I'm always looking. You know, my door, so to speak, is always open to add officials and help them, you know, become better officials. Because we need them. What's the biggest drawback? Yeah, obviously fans and parents are the biggest drawback and why people quit. Some people can't handle getting screamed at by parents. You know, it's easy to be an armchair quarterback, right? Or you have a vested interest in your kid, right? And, you know, it's my kid doesn't do anything wrong sometimes. Well, you know what? We make mistakes, and I'll be the first one to tell you that I've made my share on a field or a court. But players make mistakes. They don't shoot 1,000% or 100%, and coaches make mistakes. I've been on that side of it as well.
More with Bill Gamala on Becoming a Whistleblower tomorrow and how to get started as an official. I'm Steve Barkway reporting. If you think you have what it takes to become an MHSAA official as a way of staying involved in the sports you love and working with kids, our expert in the field, 44-year veteran Bill Gamala, provides some insight.
I think there's several different ways you can go about it. One, talk to an official after a contest. It would be one, you know, get their input on why they do it. Why they love it. Google is a wonderful thing. You can Google a lot of stuff. YouTube, yeah, absolutely. And obviously, MHSAA.com. Those are many, many ways. There's a need, and it's not all about the age. You know, when your kids are done playing and you get into your, early 40s, mid-40s, whatever it is, and you're bored, and your kids are out, and they're in college, or they're, you know, whatever, a good time to get into officiating.
You can get more information at the MHSAA.com website and talk with your high school athletic director. And there's a good chance they might point you directly right back to Bill to help you become a whistleblower. I'm Steve Barkway reporting.